Hello, this is Hardy Wallace. It is Friday, September 14th, and this is episode 10, Getting Dirty, Wine with Hardy Wallace. We started the week, and actually technically it was last week, but since the last episode where we picked out about 3 tons of Pinot Blanc from our vineyard we work with in Yountville. So that is a first for us, Pinot Blanc from this area for still wine. And that should be the base of this year's Familiar Blanc, so the white wine we produce. Normally part of that base is Chardonnay, but we decided to switch that up for this Pinot Blanc when it came available to us. The next day on Sunday, we picked out about 2 tons, so about 20% of the Semillon we're getting from Yountville for our skin and concrete egg fermented Semillon. So we brought that in for the concrete egg portion part of that blend, and that is now fermenting beautifully in egg. And then on Monday night, we brought in Syrah and Grenache for our MSG wine that comes out of the Chalon AVA in the mountains above Soledad in Monterey County. And that came in Monday, and now we are on a sampling mission again to schedule our picks for next week. Temperatures still remain really cool here. Like looking at most of the regions we work out of, we're seeing days mostly in the high 70s. So very rarely are we seeing a day that's actually hitting 80 or kind of low 80s. So we're in that kind of slow and low cool mode, which is great in some ways. But in other ways, you still have to keep on top of everything, because what I feel like is happening, as soon as we get that little bump in temperature and warmth, we go from being completely not ready to immediately ready. So you're almost like the praying mantis, just kind of sitting there slowly. And when that little creature comes by, your little, you know, your prey, you know, you immediately lash out, grab it, pull it, and bite it in the neck. And so that's kind of where we are right now, just waiting to bite harvest in the neck. That sounds kind of weird, but yes, that's how I feel. Though ready to strike, we also, I feel like this year, are having to take more or a deeper analysis on our grape samples beyond just Brix and pH and just kind of general acidity. What we're seeing as we're starting to put on sugars quickly is that we may have Brix and we may have really good acid and really good, or actually in some cases, pHs that are too low. It's not until we do further analysis that we look and see that our malic acids are really, really high. So we need to let things hang a little bit longer, trying to get those malics down. And though we may be out of our normal zones for Brix and sugar, we're really, in order to get wines that will be, you know, beautifully balanced and fresh, and not just, you know, pulling the enamel or something you could use to, you know, clean a carburetor with, we're having to wait a little bit longer to be able to get all the acids in balance and really to get the fruit truly ripe. So this week I've actually had to push a number of picks that we had scheduled back. So we were supposed to pick Semillon this morning from a new block that we have that was planted for us up at Alder Springs Vineyard. That was going to be picked early this morning, and we've chosen to give that, you know, maybe another 5 to 7 days on the vine. And again, like I said, the Brix are fairly close or exactly where we want them, but the acid's actually too high, which I know some people might say no such thing, but yes, such thing. The acid's way too high. It's, you know, sparkling level levels of acidity. And we just need to let things, you know, kind of chill and kind of ride what the vintage has given us. But on the flip side, you know, there's a few little spots that we're seeing. Like we have one of our 3 blocks at Shake Ridge Ranch where the pH has started to jump up. And since it's only about 20% of that blend, we're going to pull that off Monday night where we still have freshness and acidity. And yeah, we may be lower on the Brix side than we normally pick, but since this is a component, we want to be able to have this flexibility to kind of offer the wine brightness while we push the other 2 blocks a little bit further and let them ride probably for at least another week plus. Just as we're doing all of this stuff, you know, whether it's the sampling, the picking, the arranging and logistics of trying to get picking bins in the right place at the right time and schedule crews, et cetera, et cetera. The crazy thing is the amount of adrenaline that runs through you. You know, this is now, I feel like we are really fully in harvest where everything takes over and, you know, even the few moments to cut out to do this podcast, my, you know, I don't know if it's coffee or something, it's like pop rocks running through the veins, you know, your veins where you're like, pop, 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 pop. You're really kind of on it, excited. And it's not just the headband, though that does, I feel like that is helping me keep focused this year. But no, it is now you're kind of fully, or I am fully in it, you know, again, at that nice, like, slow run pace. And over the next 2 weeks, we are going to go from, you know, our 10-minute miles to our 6-minute miles and just really, you know, kind of balls to the wall, I feel like. So on that note, keeping it short, keeping it sweet, and I look forward to chatting with you in a few days.